We are about to begin Simin Tov Kuf Hei in Hilchas Yontif, the halachas of milking animals on Yontif. Now, as something of a hakdama, there seems to be a major machlokas haposkim what this sugi is all about. We do find the Gemara telling us what is and isn't mutter. The question is what exactly the isurim are. The halacha is milking a cow on Shabbos is aser, first of all, because of the av malacha of dash, meaning the toldom, a farek, and that is that a cow is solid. When you milk it, you are extracting liquid from it. So you're extracting liquid from solid. That is the malacha of mafarek. You're breaking something down into its components. So long as the cow is there, it is a combination of the two and essentially solid. And when you remove the liquid, you're breaking it down into the components of solid liquid. That is the Shabbos halacha. Exactly what the halacha is on Yontif, so there's a big machlokas aposkin. On Yontif, we have the added issues of muktzah and nolad. The Mishnah Berurah had brought down that there's a machlokas rishonim, just how we hold with regard to muktzah on Yontif. In the Gemara, we find the machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda as to the definition of muktzah. Everyone agrees that the concept of muktzah applies on Shabbos. However, it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that everything is muktzah unless we have reason to say that you thought of using it on Yontif or on Shabbos, depending on what we're talking about. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's only something where the other way around. Everything is called muchan, not muktzah, unless we would say that in your mind you were makatzit. In your mind, you decided that you're not going to use it. On Shabbos, we paskin like Reb Shimon, that most things are not muktzah. The reason being, because anything that you, even if you didn't explicitly say that you're going to use it for Yontif, unless we have reason to say that you're makatzit, it is not muktzah. The question is, how do we paskin on Yontif? What's the difference? We find in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted to be machmir on Yontif more because people tend to be more kal on Yontif, because since Bishal Litzarek Yontif is mutter, they'll find it easier to accidentally do malacha. Therefore, Chazal would want to be machmir on us and paskin like Rabbi Yehuda as a safeguard to Yontif. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Do we hold of that or not? Now the Mishnah Berurah's hachra happens to be that although we don't hold of muktzah on Yontif like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold of nolad like Rabbi Yehuda on Yontif. What is that? And we discussed this at the beginning of Hilchas Yontif, which we did quite some time before. That is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything that had one particular use before Yontif, and in the middle of Yontif, it got switched to a totally different use, that is called nolad. Whereas Reb Shimon holds that so long as something was usable before Yontif and is usable on Yontif, although its use actually switched, we don't call that nolad. According to Reb Shimon, the only iser mishum nolad is nolad gomer, something that didn't exist before. Whereas in the case of something that existed but had one use and now switched its use, there Reb Shimon does not hold its muktzah, and Rabbi Yehuda does hold its muktzah. A prime example of that is the bones of the meat that you ate. At the beginning of Yontif, it was all part of your piece of meat and was therefore machal odom. When you're done eating and you're left with a plate full of bones, that is no longer machal odom, it is now machal behema. Reb Shimon holds that that is not muktzah, that is not nolad. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is nolad. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that on Yontif it is nolad, even though on Shabbos it is not nolad. Therefore, in cleaning off the plates on Shabbos would not be a problem. On Yontif, you could not do it directly with your hands. You've got to use something else. That was the way the Mishnah Berurah was machriya. With regard, but it was a machlokas rishonim. With regard to the halachas of chaliva on Yontif, there are poskim that said that it was also because of muktzah or possibly nolad. Let's go into the shitas. To begin with, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a din of mafarik on Yontif too. How is that? It depends on what kind of cow you're dealing with, and this we do find in the Gemara already. A cow that is being raised as meat is considered food. A cow that is being raised on a dairy farm for the sake of giving milk is not food. The cow itself is a live cow. You don't expect to go ahead and shecht it. You want it to stay alive and give you milk. It, therefore, is not a bar achila. It's not something meant for eating. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, a cow would be considered, with regard to the question of food, it would be considered psoles. The milk that you take out of it that is now food is ochel. Separating the milk from the cow, if this is a behemoth that is omedes lachaliva, would be an act of mafarik, of removing the milk, the ochel, from the psoles on yontif, and that would be aser. Not so in the case of a cow that is omed l'shchita. There it's considered food, so you don't have this issa. This is the first pshat that the Mishnah Berurah starts out with. Then he goes on. Now, what happens if it's omed la'achila? If it's omed la'achila, so then it's not psolis. That means an animal that you're raising for the sake of shechting. It happens to be a cow, and it gives milk. Until you actually do shecht it, there's no reason you shouldn't use the milk. So what happens if you have this cow that is ready for shechita? Before you shecht it, you'd like to milk it, take its milk. What is the halacha there? So there we would not call it psolis. We said that this is ochel. When you milk it and you extract the milk from it, so what's the problem? It's ochel mitoch ochel. However, the halacha here is that, like I mentioned before, that the cow is a mixture of ochel and mashke. By milking the cow, you are breaking it down into its components. You are separating the mashke from the mixture of mashke and ochel, and you're left with a cow which is ochel, and the mashke and the milk which is mashke. So that's also because of mefarik. That is the shita of the groh. There are rishonim that learn pshat that the reason it's usser. The rishonim that learn pshat that the reason that would be usser is because of nolad, and that is that until now it was part of the cow which is omed la'achila, and which is omed l'shchita, and now it's being nolad that you're using it for the sake of drinking. Now the halachi is that there's a difference between the cow that was omed l'shchita and the cow that was omed la'achila, except that was omed for chaliva. A cow that is omed l'chaliva, so we already said that that's going to be aser mi'ikar ad-din because it's ochel mitoch psolis. The cow that is omed l'achila, there's still a problem, be it a problem of nolad, be it a problem of mafarik, according to the Gra. So this we get in the Gemara, what happens if you're milking the cow and the milk is going into a container that has food in it? So there, if the problem is the mafarik, that you're separating mashke from ochel, since the ochel is, the mashke, the milk, is going into food, that is mashke habol lo ochel, and we give it a shame ochel also, and therefore it's like slicing a cow in half. You're taking food from food. According to the pshat that the iser is nolad, the heter is that since it's not behedi, it's not straight out, it's going right into food, we don't call this nolad. Or, if it goes into the food, it used to be food because it was part of an animal that was omed la'achila, and now it's going into food, so again it's food. So it comes out, based on all of this, whichever pshat that you go according to, so far, a cow that is omed la'chaliva, a cow that is a dairy cow, milking it on yontiv is going to be aser, regardless of whether you milk it on its own, or you milk it into a bucket that has food in it. Not so for a cow that is being grown for meat. That cow has a shame ochel. The problem that we're going to run into is a possible nolad or mafarik because the milk is mashke. For that we answer that if I have food in the bucket, it's going to be mutter. So milking a dairy cow is usser under all circumstances. Milking a cow that is being raised for meat will be mutter into food and usser if it's in an empty bucket. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah begins. By the way, the isser of chaliva on yontif, is this a daraisa or a darabana? Ochel nefesh is mutter on yontif. So if you're milking for the sake of using it on yontif itself, why should this not be mutter? The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. If a machlokas rishonim, if milking a cow on Yontif for the sake of Yontif is an Isser Doraisa, or it's an Isser Drabanan. Is it one of the malachas that was never Hutter even for Ochel Nefesh? Or is it only Yasser Midrabanan because Minat Torah, I am preparing for Ochel Nefesh, and it should be Mutter? Now we go back to our case of the cow. The Mishnah Berurah says that although he was talking about the Gra and other Rishonim, Rov Rishonim really have a different shot in the whole thing, and what they say is that a cow that is Omid La'achila, La'chaliva, is Muktzah altogether. The Behemah itself is Muktzah. The cow is a Balchai. Bishlom, if it was Omedas La'achila, if it was being raised from meat, so there we say it's food. But if it's not being raised for meat, it is not food, it is a balchai. A balchai is muktzah. An animal is muktzah. It's not a keli. It's muktzah. Because it's muktzah, the shame muktzah fell also on the milk. So the milk is muktzah. Therefore, according to those shittas, this would depend on whether we hold like Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda in muktzah. Others say that the iser is nolad, and this seems to be the way Rov Rishonim learn it, and since the Mishnah Berurah's hachro was that a nolad were machmer on yantif, so the milk would be aser. Others say that if you're milking into a kedera, it is mutter altogether, even if it is a behema that is omed l'achila, meaning if it is going into food, it's mutter, even though you're dealing with a behema on a dairy farm. The Mishnah Berurah allows us to rely on that b'mokam minia simchas yontif, where one really doesn't have what to eat. All he's going to have is milchiks, and he wants to have fresh milk. And he says, in such a case, you can rely on it. Although he prefers that if it's being milked into food, that you have a non-Jew do the milking. This is all the hakdama. Now let's go see the Shulchan Aruch itself. Says the Machaber, Behema shi omedes la'achila, a cow that is being raised for its meat. And you decide on Yontif, you know, instead of shechting it right away, let's first milk it and then shecht it. So the halacha is, im l'kedera she'ein ba'ochlim, if you're milking it into an empty bucket, aser, it is aser. V'im yesh ba'ochlim mutter, whereas if there is food in it, it's mutter. And to that he adds, ukagon, when do we say that this is mashka ha'bo'la ochel? Ukagon shebaa cholov letakno. It is that you're adding the milk to make the food in there better. For example, you're milking the cow into a bucket full of cereal. O sheyeshba perurin vacholov nivla behem. The food that you have there is absorbent, and the milk will be absorbed into it. Avla cholov koltsono, if someone has a herd of sheep and he's milking all of it, you can't take this enormous vat, put a slice of bread in it, and then milk your entire herd of sheep. It's got to be that rove, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, that rove of the milk is either being used for the sake of making the ochel better, or rove of the milk is getting absorbed. At that point, the halach is, we call it mashka bolo ochel, and it's considered ochel, and it is mutter. Now, obviously, whenever we're mater milking a cow on Yontif, it is with the condition that you're doing it for the sake of using the milk on Yontif itself. That it's usher into an empty bucket is even if you're milking it because you want milk to put into your cereal. Even though it's mashka that in your kavan is for the sake of ochel, that is not enough unless there's actually food sitting in the bucket. Mishnah Berurah, once again, he brings the Taz, who wants to be matir anyway, even without food. The Taz wants to rely on the sheet of the Balamor, that as long as you're not, unless you don't generally go make cheese out of it, he says that it's going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah only relies on it, but Sirif, the Ramban, who's matir altogether, Ramban B'Shem Agonim, who's matir altogether, but the Mishnah Berurah only allows us to rely on it in Mokam Miniyah Simchis Yontif. In a case of people that are milking a cow on Yontif, and we're talking about a cow that is omid for shchit even, but he's milking it into a bucket that is empty, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be mocha, even if there's food in there, if it's not getting absorbed into the food, you should make a machol, you should protest, because as it is absolutely aser.